Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, we're going to come to order here. Okay, Happy Valley Work Session for February 19, 2009 will come to order. I'm just going to explain to council how this is going to go. It's pretty self-explanatory. We're going to bring each candidate in. We drew their names at random, so that's the order they'll come in. I'm going to ask them these questions one at a time, and then each counselor can ask follow-up questions if you'd like. And that's how we're going to do that. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to make a little announcement to the crowd here. During work sessions, we don't take questions, comments, anything like that. We're glad you're here to listen to what's going on, but if you could keep the roar down, we would appreciate it. Okay? Thank you.
Can you go get them?
I can get them.
Okay. So we're going to bring in our first applicant.
Did we decide they're not on the clock? We're going to try to keep it at 15 minutes or so.
I'm going to keep it to
yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Everybody, audience.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Can I get your name for the record?
David Mommy.
Thank you. The way this is going to go is I'm going to ask you five questions.
Okay.
After each question, counselors will have an opportunity to ask feedback questions. We appreciate it if you would keep your answers brief, as we have three more people. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
First question. Please tell us a little bit about yourself, and why did you apply for the city council position?
All right, this is going to be the only answer that should be too long, but I didn't want to make sure I forgot anything. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is David Amami. I want to be the next city councilor for Happy Valley. I'm 36 years old. I've lived in the Oregon area my entire life. I grew up in Beaverton, attended Oregon State University, where I received my bachelor's degree in economics. And I'm currently an account manager for a company called Ferguson Enterprises, and I've been there for almost 13 years. In 2013, my wife, Susie, and I moved here and instantly fell in love with the city. Didn't know much about Happy Valley, drove up. It was love at first sight. At the time, my wife was pregnant with our daughter, Nova, and our older daughter, Sohaila, was 2 years old. They're currently in what I consider the best elementary school in Oregon, Scouters Mountain. When it comes to our city, I understand the feeling that many Happy Valley residents share. When I moved to my house, I lived next to a forest. It was a dead end. Across the street was a grassy field, an empty lot. And a few weeks later, we found out that dead end was actually going to be Scouters Mountain, the connection for the 600 lot development that I'm sure everybody has seen and driven by and whatnot. And that's what sparked my involvement with the city. Some of you remember, I actually flooded City Hall with hundreds of people from my neighborhood to voice their opinions and testimony regarding Scouters Mountain and Pioneer Highlands. Ultimately, the development was approved, but through the process, I ended up attending every planning commission meeting, city council meeting, and traffic and public safety meeting I could. And I very quickly learned how our local government worked. Despite not getting the outcome that we had all hoped for, the development was approved, but I was not discouraged. I wanted to be a strong voice for our community and do whatever I could to give back. I decided that rather than try to just fight the system and go on Facebook and say I don't like the city, I want to be involved and help make it better. I'm proud to say that over the past 6 years, my involvement with Happy Valley has been very great. I'm currently the HOA president of Jackson Hills. I've also been the secretary and the treasurer. I'm on the Happy Valley Planning Commission. I'm the secretary for the Clackamas County Streetlight Budget Committee for District Number 5, which includes Happy Valley. I've been a member of the Parks Advisory Committee and helped pass the recent Parks Levy, as well as the previous Police Levy. During all of my committees, I've always had 100% attendance record. I'm a member of the United Community Alliance of Happy Valley, a working group that encourages and celebrates diversity and inclusion in our city. And I'm also a member of the Iranian American Professional Society of Oregon. And if appointed, I would be the first ever Iranian American to be ever on a city council in Oregon. That to me is a tremendous achievement that we could do. I would love to be the first. I'd love to be a role model for all the kids that look like me. I'm also a PTA member and a volunteer for Scouters Mountain. I'm an advocate for the Oregon Department of Education's Early Intervention Program. I've participated in trail counts, built houses for Habitat for Humanity. I'm a volunteer at our company raising bikes for kids. We do a fun program where we try to raise hundreds of bikes for the disenfranchised youth in the area. And I've also been an active volunteer for the Candlelighters of Oregon, which, for those of you not familiar, is a charity aimed at fighting childhood cancer. We do a bedside buddies program where we try to get stuffed animals for all the kids in the hospitals. Above all, I'm a husband to my beautiful wife, Susie, who's home with strep throat, taking care of my two daughters. And I'm a father to my incredible daughters, Sohaila and Nova. To me, this appointment is very personal. Happy Valley is the first place that I've ever lived that's felt like home. I mentioned I grew up in Beaverton, Iranian American. Growing up, you know, I've experienced prejudice, racism. We've had our cars vandalized during Desert Storm and all that fun stuff. When I went to Iran to visit, they look at me as American. And so I've never really had a home until I moved here. And that's why I want to be more involved and be the city councilor for Happy Valley. I think that the people here deserve bold, inspired, diverse, and forward-thinking leadership. And I think I bring those fresh new ideas and perspectives from a different lens than what we currently have. So I hope that you guys will appoint me to the vacant city council seat.
Thank you. Anybody have any follow-up questions on this question?
Nope.
Okay, we're gonna go on to number two. What do you feel are the most pressing issues for the city in the next 2 years?
Yeah, definitely. So now that I got that speech out of the way, I think you're gonna probably see this from all the applicants, I imagine. But obviously the traffic and population growth is gonna be huge for us. It already is a huge deal as the fastest growing city for I don't know how many years. I think that's something that we're gonna need to tackle. I'd love to see the Sunrise Corridor Phase 2 built out. I think 172nd could be expanded a little bit. I'd also like to see more jobs in our community, living wage jobs in our community. I think most Happy Valley residents, like myself, have to leave Happy Valley to go to work. And I think if we were able to keep more jobs in town, that would actually lower the traffic ultimately. Also near and dear to me is the ongoing litigation with the NCPRD parks. As I mentioned, I was on the Parks Advisory Committee for a few years. I was really instrumental in helping to pass that levy, and I really want to see some sort of resolution. I know the history of our parks. I know the master plan. I've been able to build and develop relationships at the local and county level, and I think that I could help foster a resolution. And thirdly, and I know you said keep these brief, but I also think that there does need to be more diversity on our committees and councils. I think that we can go back quite a while with the Happy Valley High School naming situation. There started to be a little uprise of emotion on several sides, and I think it really pointed out the need to have more diversity in our committees and on the city council. So I do feel that I could bring that to the group.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from anybody? Any follow-up on that particular question? Nope? Okay, we're gonna move on to number three. What would you like to see the council accomplish in the next few years, and how can your skills and knowledge help in that regard?
Yeah. So I might have already touched on some of those just now. I do think that I bring young energy. I'm a good speaker. This is the most nervous I've ever been, and I think I'm still doing all right.
Yeah, we're
good.
We're all friends here.
Yeah.
Yes,
but normally I do public speaking, and I can do it in front of thousands of people, and I've done that before, and it's easy. But I just think that my willingness to work with both sides of the aisle. I'm an independent. I have friends on the Democrat side, and I have friends on the Republican side. I don't look at this as a partisan position, and I don't look at Happy Valley as a partisan town. I want to work with all the people. Doesn't matter who they are, what they look like. I just want to make this city better. So, you know, I did touch base on earlier, and I guess I don't want to rehash those, but I do think that my skill set and energy and motivation and passion to make this city better would be very huge for this
group. Okay, thank you. Any follow-up questions? Councillor Drake.
David, what have you done to prepare yourself for this council position specifically?
Definitely, thank you. So I know at the beginning I mentioned all the different committees I've been on. I have been attending pretty much every city council meeting I can, especially over the last year. There have been times, you guys probably remember, I've been the only member in the audience during city council meetings. I think I've shown through my dedication in the community, my volunteerism, my committee help. You know, during the parks levy, that was a really huge deal for the city, and we had a lot of, it wasn't just one meeting a month, we had several outings after work, weekends, knocking on doors, you know, fundraising, everything we can think of, and I feel like I spearheaded and led the effort for that. I just wanted to get involved. I think we have some really great candidates, the rest of the people that applied. I know everybody brings a different skill set. I don't think that you will find anyone that will work as hard as me and anyone that has worked as hard as me.
Okay, thank you. Any more follow-up on that question? Nope. Okay, next question. How do you feel about growth in Happy Valley? I think you touched on it a little bit, but summarize that, that'd be great.
Definitely. Having a development, seeing a forest be literally obliterated from your bedroom window and hearing dump trucks and construction trucks and chainsaws for years is a pretty unique experience that I don't think many people get to see. I moved here and I wanted to, you know, call this my home and it will be my home. I was scared. I wasn't sure how the city was going to turn out. I knew that traffic would be a big deal. Our neighborhood was going to change. But now, having been through this, having attended the meeting, seeing how local government works, seeing what's required of the development of developers, serving on my HOA board, serving on committees, I understand that we can't just stop development. There's an urban growth boundary. There's a lot of, I've become pretty familiar with land use. We can't just stop it, you know, but my biggest thing is I think we need to be responsible and proactive in how we plan the growth. That's why I joined the Planning Commission. I want to be one of the people that can help essentially keep an eye on how our city grows and it maybe help shape that. I don't want to just be a rubber stamp and say, yes, hey, developers, come build. But at the same time, it would be foolish to think that we could just stop development. So I'm for responsible growth, and I'm for proactive infrastructure and growth as well.
Okay. Thank you. Any follow-ups to that question? Councillor Drake.
You mentioned the Planning Commission several times. How many meetings have you attended of the Planning Commission?
As a Planning Commissioner, I'm newly appointed.
Okay.
So I was on the Parks Advisory Board for a few years. I actually just attended the Planning Commission. My very first meeting was just last week. But as far as being an audience member and looking at agendas and packets and all the same stuff that those guys have been looking at, I would say I've got about 20 under my belt.
Okay.
So I'm pretty, and also for my job, I look at blueprints all the time. I work with, foundation companies and whatnot. I'm very familiar with the land use rules, and it was the Scouters Mountain and Pioneer Highlands developments that helped kind of spear that for me.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other follow-up questions? Nope. Okay, last question. How are you going to commit the time needed for this position? Are there any barriers that would prohibit your time commitment?
There are zero. I kind of want to read what I wrote here because I think it makes sense. So I do have a really flexible work schedule. I do outside sales, which allows me to be at different places at different times. It's kind of one of those make your own schedule type of jobs. I have the full blessing of my entire management team at work. I already have a plan in place to resign as the HOA president should I be appointed. I have someone ready to backfill my position. And finally, most importantly, my wife and children are on board. They understand that I have a desire and a need to serve the community, and they're 100% behind me.
Okay, thank you. Any follow-ups to that question? Nope. Mr. Iwami, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you.
You can clap if you want. please have a seat at the end of the
Thank
of
you,
the
Mayor.
Table.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Mr. Callahan.
Can I get your name for the record, please?
Joshua Victor Callahan, sir.
Okay, what we're going to do here is I will ask you 5 questions. In between each question, the counselors will have an opportunity to answer, ask you follow-up questions.
Okay.
We appreciate it if you would keep your answers brief. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, first question. Please tell us a little about yourself and why did you apply for this city council position?
My name is Joshua Callahan. I grew up here in Southeast Portland. I went to Rex Putnam High School, lived there my whole life over in that area. I left for the Army for about 7 years. Came back after that, knew I was coming back here, told everybody in the Army I was coming back to where I love to live. Was fortunate enough to at some point meet my lovely wife, and we figured out that we wanted to raise our family here in Happy Valley. I grew up next to Happy Valley, rode motorcycles out here when it was hills and, you know, ran around as a little kid. And so we found a home, started having our 3 boys, who are now 9, 7, and 4 years old. They attend Spring Mountain. We're just talking about Scouters Mountain out there. I started my law practice after I finished law school. I went to law school at night after I returned from the Army and worked during the day as a trial consultant. So I got to see the ins and outs of trial practice is what I do now as a career. And once I finished law school, I started my own practice. I do personal injury, medical malpractice, plaintiff's work. So I help individuals who've been injured for whatever reason. I had my practice here in Clackamas for the past number of years, just down on the Sunnyside area. I recently moved my practice to Lake Oswego because I was offered some space with an attorney who is about 10 years my senior, a great opportunity to grow, to continue to grow myself personally. I chose to apply for this appointment. As hopefully you know, that I ran an election against Councilor President Sherman here and lost gracefully. Hopefully enough, I was happy to see the terms of the election. And so in that process, I learned a lot. I knew that this is something that I wanted to do. I serve on the Planning Commission. I've been the chair for a little over a year now. I've been doing that for approximately 3 years. And I really, you know, this is a community where my children are going to grow up. And I want them to go out into the world and know that this is the place that they should come back and raise their families. And so anything that I can do to continue to serve, whether it's my community, my family, my country, whatever it is, I want to continue to do that in any aspect that I may. And that's why I'm applied for this appointment, because I think I have a lot to offer the city and the citizens from the skills that I've learned and the experiences I've had.
Okay. Thank you. Any follow-up questions on this question? Okay, we're going to go to number 2.
Okay.
What do you feel are the most pressing issues for the city in the next 2 years?
In the next 2 years, we have a lot going on with the infrastructure, obviously. They're fortunate enough to have been asked to be part of this East Comp Plan review. I think that the next 2 years, though, as more immediate terms, traffic is the thing that comes up amongst everybody that I've talked to during my campaign, my friends, my family that live in the community. I think the infrastructure, as far as the traffic of this main arterial road and the feeder roads go, we need to focus on that. And along with that comes the sidewalks for our kids getting to school. This is a community of families, predominantly. And I think that in having safe spaces for these kids to get to school, you know, having sidewalks to walk to and having, you know, good infrastructure as far as lights and stop signs to keep the traffic away, because I see traffic accidents every day in my practice. I see children who get hit by cars in very busy areas across the other side of the town, and I don't want that to be part of this community. So I want to make sure that I think the next 2 years is really important as far as the traffic safety and infrastructure, as well as the traffic for children getting to and from school. And I think that goes with the growth of our district here, with the schools, the new schools coming in, so ensuring that that all occurs seamlessly.
Okay, thank you. Any follow-up questions to that question? Nope. Okay, we'll move on to the next one. What would you like to see the council accomplish in the next few years, and how can your skills and knowledge help in that regard?
I think one thing that's very important is the police force that we have. As a military police officer, I had the opportunity to patrol communities and get out there and deal with people in the good times and the bad. And I think that we have a good law enforcement beginning, but I feel like we're a little tied to the county. And I feel like some of the things that we can do as a city as we grow are have our own police force that is just for the city and not kind of a derivative of the county. And with that, I think that's a big piece of building that next level, having those additional facilities and folks that can help protect and serve this community rather than being pulled from Clackamas County and maybe having, you know, some more pull back to the county whenever there might be important things going on in our city.
Okay. Any follow-up questions to that question? Councilor Drake.
Yes, a couple things. You mentioned about the police service and that we should potentially form our own police force. How would you pay for that?
I think that we have a lot of money currently going to the county to pay for the police force that we do have. I think that we have to find a way to make those numbers crunch to make it work. I've started a number of businesses. I'm an entrepreneur, and I didn't start one where I took out a bunch of loans. So I think we need to work with what we have, and we need to use it wisely, and we need to make sure that we set our goals and we're working towards attaining those. So, you know, we can't just continue to start more programs and more programs. We need to focus on the priorities. I think that, to me, is a priority, and I think it's something that would make it safer, and we should use the money that we have, and wherever we can collect other funds that maybe would come off of other projects that are being completed, we would use that money. I think generally just starting another tax or another, you know, something like that is not something that I would generally just jump at.
Okay.
Any other follow-up questions? Councilor Drake, yes. You have another one?
Yes. What have you done to prepare yourself for this council position specifically?
I thought about doing this and particularly running for council or mayor a few years back. And I appreciate that question because I think it goes to my mindset. I started and I volunteered for the Planning Commission. There was some empty seats and not a lot of people were volunteering for it. I came and watched a couple city council meetings and I saw the types of things that were continually coming in front of the council. And I wanted to be a part of those things that were making a lot of change. And obviously development's huge. And I think that just by volunteering for the Planning Commission a few years back, I was preparing myself for this opportunity now. And whether it's today or whether it's down the road, I continue to plan to run for a position on the city council or as mayor. I want to serve my community, and I think that getting to understand the big issues on the Planning Commission have given me insight into what these issues are that the city sees on a daily basis.
Okay. Any other follow-up questions? No? Okay, next question. How do you feel about growth in Happy Valley?
I love the growth. I mean, I'm part of the growth. I came about 7 years ago. You know, we had a saying in law school that I didn't really like. Some people said, well, once you pass the bar, pull the ladder up, make it difficult for others to get up, who cares? I think there has to be a balance. I think that this is a desirable place, and we all came here because it's so desirable. And so I think that there's going to continue to be growth whether we ask for it or not. This is a place where people want to raise their families, and we have to do it in a meaningful and in a strategic manner. We got to make sure that it just can't blow up and we can't be unprepared. And at the same time, we have to prepare for it. So we have to prepare for that growth, but we can't overextend ourselves as a city.
Okay. Any follow-up questions? Nope. Okay. Last question. How are you going to commit the time needed for this position? Are there any barriers that would prohibit your time commitment?
There's always barriers to time commitment, and especially as a young man with three children in law practice, there's always a barrier. But in the past 3 years of being on the Planning Commission, I've missed one meeting because I was out of town on a family vacation. Every single other meeting I have attended, I put this as a priority because it is a priority. Service isn't just something you do and you do it when you want to. Service is something that you decide you want to do, and you show up and you do the job just like you do any other job. And so I take this very seriously, and I will be here for every single meeting, barring some large catastrophe, whatever that may be.
Follow-up questions? Councilor Drake.
Yeah, you mentioned that about the time commitments. How much time do you think this position takes on an average hour?
Sure. I would say probably on weekly, Councilor Drake, I would say that I see that you folks put a lot of time into it. And I did not take that lightly in running for this position. In the fall, I had a lot of discussions with my wife. I would say, just from shooting from the hip, you folks probably put in a good 8 to 12 hours a week at a minimum, and not just in meetings, but in being part of other boards and other commission in different things. I'm ready for whatever the commitment is. I've been very fortunate in my practice to get to a point where I have the flexibility. I work for myself. in my practice, and so I can come and go as I please. I coach my children's sports, you know, teams, but this will be a priority for me without question.
Okay, thank you. Counselor Golubic?
Are you prepared, should there be any interference with coaching, to step away from coaching?
Absolutely.
In a similar situation as you, I've had to make some difficult choices of family, children, city council, city, and it can be a tough choice to make, so just want to make sure of that. And I also want to thank you for your service.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your service to our community. It means a lot.
All set? Mm-hmm. Mr. Callahan, we appreciate it.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Please have a seat at the end of the table. Can I get your name for the record?
I'm Jennifer Brownlee.
Okay. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask 5 questions.
Okay.
In between each question, the counselors will have an opportunity to ask follow-up questions. I would appreciate it if you'd keep your answers brief. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. First question. Please tell us a little about yourself, and why did you apply for this city council position?
So I really enjoy community service. I have typed up something, so I'm going to read my answer.
No, you go ahead if you want. Just keep it brief.
I will. My passion is helping people, especially children and teens. I'm a problem solver. When I see something that is broken, I want to fix it. I'm a strong advocate for others, and I found that when you are working for change, there are people that don't like it sometimes. I'm a people person, and I enjoy talking with people and listening to their concerns. And I found the best way to prove who you are is by putting in the work. Why did I apply to city council? I'm an effective community advocate, and I see a seat on the city council as an opportunity for me to have an even larger positive impact than I'm already having. I see a lack of diversity on the council, and I believe a city should be represented by a wide variety of people from different backgrounds. 50% of the city is women, and there should be a woman's perspective represented on city council.
Okay. Any follow-up questions from councilors? Nope. Okay. We'll go on to number 2.
Okay.
What do you feel are the most pressing issues for the city in the next 2 years?
Number 1 is safety. I serve on the Traffic and Public Safety Committee, and I know that we had 13 police officers in 2009, and we have 13 police officers now in 2019. I understand that's going to be changing. Hopefully we're going to get more funding from you, but the population in 2009 was 11,000 people with 13 police officers, and in 2018, the population is 21,000. So that's a double, and with the same amount of police officers. And I think that we hear in our community crime, people stealing packages, people's cars getting broken into. That's what happens when you don't have enough police around. So that's my number 1. Number 2 is traffic, infrastructure, growth, urban renewal plan. There's a lot happening and a lot growing and changing. So.
Okay, follow-up questions? Nope. Okay, we'll go on to number 3. What would you like to see the council accomplish in the next few years, and how can your skills and knowledge help in that regard?
I think one of the biggest things for me is the parks. I would like to see the park situation handled, whatever the outcome is. I don't like being in limbo. I like having an answer one way or the other. So, you know, if I'm going to be paying out of district fees, that's fine. If I'm not, that's fine too. I'd like to get it figured out so we can just move on one way or the other.
Okay. Follow-up questions? Councilor Drake.
What have you done to prepare yourself for this council position specifically?
So 2 years ago, I applied for the library board or the parks board. And when I interviewed with some of you, you guys asked me, how do you feel about traffic and public safety? And I said, I don't know anything about traffic and public safety. I'm not qualified for that board. And I don't know who it was said, well, didn't you start your neighborhood watch in your neighborhood? And I said, yes, I did. They said, well, you're qualified. So I stepped out of my comfort zone and have been on traffic and public safety now for a little over a year. And I really like it. And it has encouraged me to keep going and participate more in the city.
Okay. Follow-up questions from anyone? Council President Sherman.
You had indicated that, you know, parks are one of the priorities you'd like to see kind of accomplished, or, you know, resolution of that. You know, can you talk a little bit about kind of your skill set and or what you bring to the table in relation to helping us in that process?
So I know a lot of the local elected leaders. I am on a personal basis and also as a professional. And I feel like that's a good skill set to bring to a city council. I have endorsement letters from a plethora of people, and I feel like that's a really important thing, that I can reach out to Shamia Fagan and say, hey, can you, you know, call the county commissioner and get this handled for us? Or, you know, reach out to someone who's on the city council in Gresham or West Lynn or, you know, a neighboring area that maybe they have ideas that we can do.
Okay. Any other follow-ups? Okay. Next question. How do you feel about growth in Happy Valley?
Growth is inevitable. I'm from Tannisbourne, out in Beaverton, and when I moved there, it was farmlands and pretty much nothing else. And now if you drive out there, if you don't recognize it. There's new malls, a new hospital, huge movie theaters. It's insane how much growth has happened. But when you drive out there, it looks really nice. It's clean. It feels safe. I have Kaiser insurance, so when I have to go out to a doctor, a lot of times they're full at Sunnyside, so I have to drive all the way to Tannisbourne. And I drive out there and I'm like, this looks so different, but it's amazing that they have all these options for restaurants and entertainment for families and things to go out and do that we don't have here at this point. We don't have a lot of restaurants in Happy Valley that we can go and go eat at, like a Hop Jacks type restaurant. So I'd like to have more of those, like family friendly, a play cafe, like Whippersnappers, you know, stuff like that, that would come and keep the family livability, but also enhance it and make it even better.
Follow-up questions, anyone? Council President Sherman.
Any thoughts about that growth? So how do you incent businesses to come to the city?
I think that a lot depends on the city's reputation. You know, if I say Portland or Beaverton or Lake Oswego or Sherwood, you have an instant, how does that make you feel thinking about that city? And I think that Happy Valley right now really is at a crossroads where it could go up in people's opinions or it could go down in people's opinions. And with such huge growth, you want people to think Happy Valley, oh, that's great. I've been there. I went out and played softball in the turf fields. It's beautiful. You know, I wanted to move to Happy Valley from Milwaukee because I joined the massage place and I liked driving out here, and there was a neighborhood across the street that seemed like a great place to live. So I think that it's important to have a positive representation and positive opinions of the city.
Councilor Golby.
So when you moved here, you had a positive outlook on Happy Valley. Would you say that that outlook and reputation outside of the community has diminished over the years?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Last question. How are you going to commit the time needed for this position? Are there any barriers that would prohibit your time commitment?
So I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a plethora of babysitters on staff that are available to come over and hang out with my kids. I also have three sets of grandparents locally that are happy to come out and hang out with my children. I don't really have anything that keeps me, you know, I don't have a work schedule that I have to go to. So I was actually reading the budget last week, and there was a 9 a.m., you know, urban renewal meeting on a Wednesday. And I know that some people have jobs they wouldn't be able to leave their job and go to. A good example of that is our interview tonight. We had, you know, 2 weeks' notice to come on a Tuesday night to an interview at 6 p.m. Four of us were able to do that. Two people weren't. So if there's a meeting or something that's happening, you know, over the next 2 years, are they not gonna be able to come, you know, to that with 2 weeks' notice? I can make it to those events.
Okay, follow-up, Councilor Golby.
Attendance, as you stated, is very important. How has your attendance been? A couple of the others have talked in their opening speech what their attendance record was on the committees that they're serving on. What's your attendance been like?
I know that I missed one.
Okay.
And I can't remember what month it was. But out of 12, I've only missed one. And then I used to be on the HOA, a lot of people from Terrellon here. And I only missed one or maybe two out of, you know, a year and a half of meetings.
Okay. Thank you. Any other follow-up questions? Councilor President?
I do this unrelated to that topic. So, you know, as a city council, we're nonpartisan.
Yes.
And we have a couple of individuals running, yourself being one, another one as well, that are pretty active politically and locally and pretty active in their respective parties. Can you just tell me about kind of how you would see you know, working across the aisle. I mean, I think, you know, both individuals that were active turned in a lot of good references, but they were all specific to their party. And so, and I know you're a Dem, the other person's Republican. Mm-hmm. You know, do you have Republicans that would have endorsed you? And then how do you work with those individuals when you are active in the party?
So yesterday I went down to Salem to testify and advocate for education. And it was a Wear Red for Ed event, so it was a lot of parents and children testifying in front of state representatives and state senators. And I went and talked to State Senator Chuck Thompson, and we spoke for about a half an hour. I asked him if I could get a picture of him and my kids. He said, come in. I told him, hey, you know, I know you represent Happy Valley. I've seen your endorsements of people. I just want to let you know that I applied for appointment to city council. And he said, you know, I've applied for things too to be appointed, and I didn't get them. So if you don't get it, you know, keep your head up. And we had a really good conversation for about a half an hour in his office, and he could see my name tag. He could see who I was, you know, and we had a great conversation. And that's, in my mind, that's what's important. When I go to Safeway, I don't look at the cashier and say, well, I wonder how you voted for Measure 11. I don't care. What I care about is that you are a good person deep down, that you are honest, that you have integrity. How you treat people is very important. And trying to be divisive and trying to stir up trouble is not my personality. So.
Any other follow-ups? Councilor Sherman? Councilor
President? Go?
Yes, please.
Sure, go ahead. So I'll push back on just one thing, and that is that Senator Thompson's probably one of the nicest guys in the country. So he's an easy one.
Well, he was.
He's a super nice guy. So I guess, you know, just tell me about, you know, handling adversity. How do you handle adversity in you know, awkward situations?
I think that this interview is a pretty good example. I have a, I would say maybe not fan club that showed up to try to rattle me, I guess. I'm here, I'm interviewing, I'm happy to be here. I'm a confident person, I'm outgoing. I plan to say hello to people afterwards. I tried to say hello to some on the way in when they came in. And, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years that I've lived in Happy Valley, I have personally seen people write bad things about all of you. Maybe not you, Mark Lee, but the rest of you online. Okay? I've seen really mean things said about David. I've seen really mean things written towards you and written towards Tom. And I've also watched you three handle that. And I know that I mentioned it to you before that I've seen you respond on Nextdoor to people and say, let's meet for coffee, let's talk. Let's work this out. Like, what are we not catching here? We're speaking the same language, but we're not communicating together. And I appreciate that. And I think that's how someone on city council should handle themselves. And seeing that was like, oh, maybe I would want to do this. And same with Tom. You know, I've gone to coffee with a few of you. You are good people. And if I read everything online and just only went by that, I would not think the same as actually getting to know you guys.
Okay. Councilor Drake.
Sure.
First,
yeah.
Councilor Drake.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Okay. The two people that are doing it, we set it up for two nights.
Oh, absolutely.
So people could meet different schedules. So
yes.
We're okay with that.
Yeah, and I didn't mean that as a slight against them. It's more of, you know, a lot of things don't have two options for dates. And when we would be setting our HOA meetings, we'd have 4 or 5 people on the HOA that we'd have to try and schedule dates. And it just happened to work out that we all had kind of a flexible schedule and could do that. But if there's someone that has an 8-to-5 job, it's difficult to get away. And I don't think that's necessarily an issue with anybody that's applied, the top 6 that have made it. I think they all have pretty flexible jobs and will be able to get away, but some people don't have that kind of job.
Yeah, I just would like to know how you go about conflict resolution. You insinuated that there are maybe some people here who aren't a part of your fan club, which we all have people who aren't a part of our fan club. And as a counselor, especially in a small city, you have to be able to hear other people's opinions, weigh them, not take it to heart. So kind of walk me through the process that you take to go through conflict resolution.
So I'm an adult. I realize not everybody is going to want to be my friend. And I live my life with integrity, and I try to do good things. And I really firmly believe that you can judge someone based on what they do. And I mean, I know who I am. I'm comfortable with that. I'm confident with that. And, you know, I went up to you last summer and said, hey, I haven't met you. My name's Jennifer. It's nice to meet you. We had a nice, like, 3-minute conversation, right? And I feel like I can do that with people, and I can happily, I like schmoozing, I like talking to people, and even if we don't agree about things, as long as they can be professional and courteous and kind back to me, I'll have the back and forth with them. What I'm not really a huge fan of is people coming to you and saying, well, I don't like you because of this and this and this, or making things up about you. I understand people have that personality, I get it, but I don't think that it's a good way to go through life.
Okay, anything else? Ms. Brownlee, thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Please have a seat at the end of the table.
He said the right hand side.
No, the end. name for the record, please.
Michael James Morrow.
Thank you. The way this will work is I'm going to ask you 5 questions. In between questions, counselors will have an opportunity to do follow-up questions, and we'd appreciate it if you'd keep your answers brief. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. First question. Please tell us a little about yourself and why did you apply for this city council position?
Okay, well, my wife and I moved here 27-ish years ago with our 2 boys. We had a relative who was a real estate agent. We were looking for property because we wanted to build our own house. We found a lot. Every time we came back to the lot and looked at the area, looked at the school, looked at everything, we liked it more. There was nothing to distract us from buying it. So purchased the lot, lived here for a number of years, raised 2 boys, involved in PTA and sports. We were both active in recreational soccer club. On the board of directors, somewhat active in the PTA, very active in Scouts. Both our kids were Boy Scouts. And then when they got into high school, we both had then free, more time to spend volunteering for the community. So we both started volunteering, being on different committees and so forth. This isn't my first time at the rodeo. I've actually applied twice to be on council, to be appointed. And the first time I didn't get it, Kristen Mitchell was appointed, but then she couldn't finish out her term, and so I was appointed to finish out her term. But we've both been on a number of different committees and organizations in the county and in Happy Valley.
Okay. Any follow-up questions on this question? Nope. Okay. Question number 2. What do you feel are the most pressing issues for the city in the next 2 years?
Okay. I'm glad I wrote notes.
Okay.
Well, the park is very high up there. We have to come to a resolution. Our parks. And I don't know what form that's going to take yet. I don't know how it's going to play out in the courts yet, but I believe there could be a negotiated settlement. But we have to somehow reach that settlement and start moving on so we can build the parks that we've essentially already paid for in this community. We need to get them underway now. I don't agree with some people that we need a pool, that we need a community center. I think that our money would be better spent just acquiring land and getting parks for active sports. At the same time, we need to make sure that we set aside natural areas. People that you survey that want to move into an area, that's one of the things that they look at is there open spaces? Are there trails? Is there places where they can experience nature? So we want to make sure that we include that along with all the active sports. I was on NCPRD for a long time, and we were always running out of fields because you've got children's leagues, you've got adult leagues, you've got recreational leagues. Everybody's looking for a place to play their sports, and so that's a big priority for me. The next big thing is the roads. That's always been a struggle for us. We have such a low tax rate that we can't build our own roads. So we need help with that. And as you've all experienced, we've got problems with traffic right now. We need to make sure that we do things to relieve that traffic congestion. We need to do things to construct more roads and more connectivity, because if there's an accident or somehow a road is blocked, you need to be able to go to another road. We need more routes out of this valley. We need connections to the north, connections to the south, connections to the west. So there's a lot of different ways we can do that. But what we have to do is we have to think outside the box. We have to partner with a lot of different agencies, and we need to make sure that we get those roads. Plus, there's a big chunk of land sitting down near Rock Creek Middle School that Providence owns. They want to put in a medical center down there, which would be great for us. Good jobs, close medical facility, but they're not going to look at that until we get that bridge across 162nd. So it's a lot of needs as far as the roads go. We need to make sure that the Pleasant Valley North Carver Comprehensive Plan gets finished and is set into motion. That's a chance for citizens to really set down what they want to see in that area. We've done it many, many times before for different areas of the city. That's how you plan, but this is the next big thing on the docket, is for that area. So we want to make sure that we get a good plan, one that we can follow, and one that we're able to implement. I think the other big issue that I was able to see when I was on council was citizen involvement. As you all know, maybe some of you don't, the state sets down how you, the procedures for building a city, for building a community, for building roads, for housing, for every aspect of that. And we have followed those strict guidelines. The trouble is, those were set scores of years ago. I think there's room now for different things. We talk about having to give notice. Well, one of the things you do, especially for like budget, is you have to put a notice in the paper. Well, maybe we need to update those things. Maybe we need to talk to the state and update our procedures for how we get notifications out. When these procedures were set out, there was no such thing as social media. So we need to explore different ways of getting the word out sooner, getting more involvement. I know that there was a lot of people during the Scouters Mountain subdivision that felt like they were coming in at the 11th hour, and they kind of were in some respects because that's the way the system's designed. Now, granted, there was many times during the process when they could have given input. Perhaps they didn't even live here during that time. But I think that's not an excuse. We, as a council, need to look at the way we can get citizens involved more actively.
Are you done?
Well, one other quick thing is we need to change the way we attract business. Right now, we're relying on Clackamas County to do economic development for us. I think they're dragging us down because and I've been to a lot of national meetings and learned how these businesses judge communities. We need to, we're a community that's much better than a lot of Clackamas County, unfortunately. We have better schools, we have amenities that a lot of Clackamas County doesn't have. We have a higher education level. Our average income is much higher. We need to start touting those things to these companies, and we don't need to do it to huge companies. There's a lot of new startup companies out there that are maybe 12 people, but you're talking hundreds of thousands of payroll because they're high paid. So we need to start attracting those. We don't have to bring in the next big intel.
Okay, Councilor Golubi, you had a follow-up?
You said community involvement is extremely important. And when we were looking at our parks, doing our parks master plan, we had a lot of community involvement, which I know you are a part of. But you say that you're not really for a community center, yet overwhelming support from the community for a community center. So how do you balance those two things as a councilor?
Sure. I believe the way we gathered the information was flawed. If you give somebody a choice, do you say, do you want a new trail or do you want a community center? Do you say, do you want a natural area? Do you want active sports? It's all in how do you design the survey. I believe that if we would have given people a dollar amount, just you could say, here's $100 and here's the projects, how would you spend that $100 and give people a chance to actually compare apples to apples? You can't just go to somebody and say, do you guys want this or do you want a community center? Well, yeah, I want a community center. You've got to really give them the chance to say, this is how I would spend my money. It could turn out the same, but I just don't feel like we gave the citizens an educated question.
Okay, anyone else? Mr. Moore, I want to remind you to try to keep your answers brief, please.
Okay.
Number three. What would you like to see the council accomplish in the next few years, and how can your skills and knowledge help in that regard?
Well, I kind of already answered that.
Yeah.
So I guess this will be brief.
You just kind of summarize, yeah.
I bring 8 years of council experience. I bring a lot of community involvement to the table, lots of classes put on by the National League of Cities, Oregon League of Cities. That's what I bring to the table, and that's how I would accomplish all those things.
Okay, any follow-ups?
Yes.
Councilor Drake.
I'm asking this follow-up of all the candidates. What have you done to prepare yourself for this council position specifically? Be brief.
Got up this morning.
Okay.
No, I mean, I've spent a lifetime. I mean, I've already done it. Are we going to have a summary question?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to cut to the chase. I've looked at the candidates. I would have a difficult time if I was you trying to pick somebody. There's a lot of problems with appointments. If you look at Metro recently, they appointed somebody. That person didn't even make it past the primaries. If you look at Clackamas County, they've done a lot of appointments. A lot of their appointments didn't get voted in. What I'm bringing to the table here for you folks is somebody that's going to be up to speed with very little orientation. I can do the 2 years, and we can allow the public to decide who they want their representative to be.
Okay. Any other follow-up questions? Okay, we're going to move on to the next question. How do you feel about growth in Happy Valley?
It's inevitable. But I believe that we could do a better job of managing it. As I alluded to in an earlier question, I think that we should try everything we can to get people involved at an earlier state. I know that we have a process, but if we do have this process and people are still coming to us and saying they don't know about the process, then there's something wrong. We need to do something to fix the process. And there's a lot of different ways we can go, but we need to get more people involved in the process, earlier in the process, so people will be more invested in the process. We're not gonna stop growth. This is an area that's been designated to grow. We've got a lot of open land, there's a housing shortage. This is the place where a lot of building is gonna be. But what we can do is we can involve the citizens more, and we can do a better job of holding the builders accountable. We can tighten up our rules and really hold builders' feet to the fire and make sure that they produce a good quality project, because that's what we want this community to be. That's what it has been in the past. We want to make sure that it stays that way.
Okay. Any follow-ups? Council President Sherman.
Quick question in relation to that growth. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of pressure now to have denser communities and also a lot of pressure to have affordable housing. Thoughts on that topic here in Happy Valley?
Sure. We've done, even though we get criticized for not having density, we do have density, I believe. We've more than met our goals for density. Affordable housing is a complicated question. Right, we've passed a bond. Metro's got, I think, $300 million available for Clackamas County to build affordable housing. We need to find people that are willing to build that. And as a government, we can do things to help that along. It costs a lot in fees and building permits and everything else to even start the construction process. If we look at giving some consideration for affordable housing to lower those fees, if we get our partners like Clackamas County to do the same thing, maybe we can bring the housing prices down and make these houses more affordable for people.
Okay, any other follow-ups? Okay, last question. How are you going to commit the time needed for this position? Are there any barriers that would prohibit your time commitment?
There's the normal barriers of living. I mean, things crop up, but actually I'm partially retired now. I think that my attendance was excellent at all the committees I was on during the council meetings. And so that's only gonna get better now that I've got freer time during the day.
Okay, any follow-ups? Nope. Mr. Morrow, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that is the end of our work session for tonight. We're gonna adjourn and go into a council meeting.